I think there's an inherent contradiction in the way people talk about drugs and alcohol, and I think that's been highlighted more and more recently. I think it was easy to focus on heroin the late 90s, early 2000s, because we had a glut of cheap heroin here and lots of people were dying from it, and it was easy to engage government in policies, sometimes quite risky or radical policies around that, because it was on the front page of every newspaper. And I think we totally dropped the ball in the policy context around alcohol. The previous Australian government was very keen to keep alcohol separate from other illicit drugs in the way they were very, in all their talk, and they were very tough on drugs, but alcohol was sort of off limits, don't touch it. And so, you know, people have seen alcohol very differently from illicit drugs. They don't see it necessarily as a drug. I think more recently people have come to recognise the harms associated with alcohol, as you say, a legal drug, and are much more engaged and interested because of the vast numbers of people seeking help around alcohol and the vast population of people with alcohol issues to talk about alcohol as a drug and policies around alcohol. But you're right, there's still a contradiction in how people view policies around illicit drugs versus legal drugs. And I think, you know, some of the discussion around the war in drugs is actually trying to bring them all into the middle. You know, you've got on the one hand, illicit drugs being made illegal, and by that very nature, sort of the prohibition approach pushes that out to one extreme. On the other extreme, you've got drugs which by and large are almost freely available to anyone, and the majority of people working in policy probably think that you've got to bring them both somewhere to the centre so they all can be highly regulated and controlled, not freely available on every street corner through either the black market or through being sold and made available.